Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Three of today's papers lead with stories related to domestic finance. The story in the Irish Times is built around an opinion poll which found that voters both north and south of the border will be swayed in a vote for a united Ireland if they're likely to end up worse off as a result. 43% of those polled in the north said that if they were to face a notional drop of £3,500 in their annual income, they'd be less likely to vote for a united Ireland. And a potential drop of €4,000 in the income of those living south of the border elicited a similar response from 44% of those polled. The North and South Ipsos poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1%. For its lead story, the Irish Independent compares how much the cost of visiting a GP varies depending on what part of the country you're living in. Eilish O'Regan reports that while one in six people surveyed said that they paid between €26 and €50 to visit their GP, one in three reported paying between €51 and €75. The highest prices being paid were in Dublin. The lead story in the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, focuses on the financial abuse of elderly patients in hospital. Aisling Murphy, the HSE Safeguarding and Protection Social Worker for Cork and Kerry, describes how some family members use their next of kin status to exploit a family member. Murphy tells Niamh Griffin that what people are capable of doing is disgusting. A message from the mother of the five-year-old girl who was stabbed on Parnell Square in Dublin on November 23rd, which was shared on a GoFundMe page, which has raised more than €23,000 since the attack, generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. In the message, she says that her daughter, who remains in a critical condition in hospital, is resilient and has shown incredible strength. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a poll conducted in the aftermath of that attack and the subsequent riots, which found that 56% of Dubliners said that they are visiting the city centre less often or that they have stopped visiting completely because of concerns about crime and safety. Molly Martins and her father Thomas are likely to be released from prison this week, just a month after they were jailed for the killing of Jason Corbett in the US, having already served 44 months in prison. A series of proposals put forward by Westminster's Northern Ireland Affairs Committee, which would make fundamental changes to the way Stormont is run, provides the Belfast Telegraph with its lead story. And the Irish News leads this morning with tributes to 24-year-old Matty McGuigan, the former Tyrone footballer who died suddenly over the weekend after becoming ill shortly after he had arrived in Australia. And finally, there are lots of people in Santa suits pictured in today's papers. Dara McDonald's shot on the front of the Times is of participants in the annual Santa Dash in St. Dan's Park in Dublin. Some of the 500 people who took part in this year's Cork Charity Santa Cycle are pictured inside the Examiner, while on the back page of that paper, there's a very sweet shot taken by Patrick Brown of five-year-old Hugh Cowman meeting Santa at the Winterfell Festival in Waterford.
21 days to go. Fiona, thank you very much.